Test.
Sweet spot. Test.
Really?
What?
Test. Sweet spot.
Sweet spot.
Sweet spot.
Yeah.
Sweet spot.
Well, welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. It is me, Jared Brady. We got JD.
Yes, sir.
And Lovely Los in the house.
Lovely Los.
Yes, you guys are determined to make that stick.
It's not determined. It's already stuck.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Bro. I don't why. I ask this every time, and I do not understand.
And I tell you every time.
I gave you a genius nickname.
That's fine. I don't want to hear you two jabronis saying it every
First of all, I'm not a jabroni.
Week. Yeah. And second of all, after this Win a Day with Los contest,
yeah,
we ain't going to be the only one saying it.
Lovely Los in the house.
On that note.
Yeah, give us a toast, man.
Toast to us. We're doing a damn good job, fellas.
Yeah, yeah.
The people are enjoying it.
Yep.
I'm enjoying it.
Yep.
We will get a show.
Yep.
Eventually.
Yep.
Before 2020. I have hope.
that's a tall glass right there.
Here at Enjoy the Podcast, where our hairlines are just as strong as our opinions.
Yep.
Cheers, boys.
Wow.
I like that.
That's
I like
pretty
that.
Good.
I would cheers you, but you're too far.
I have long arms.
Came up with that by myself.
I don't know. Los's opinions are not that strong.
Jesus.
Do you think his opinions are strong? What do we know that Los stands on firm that he's like, no, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to do this, or I am going to do this?
Butt stuff.
Oh, my God.
So we found out.
We know
and
that.
So we found time. Out. So that introduced this topic.
What will Los not do?
No, not even Los. What will men not do at all? There's right. like there's things in life that men are like, nah, I'm not doing that no
that's
matter what.
A lot
what.
Of things. Lot of things. But
so I just want to take this episode to kind of like dive into some of those things. Off the top of your head, what's the first thing that comes to your mind about men that you're like, no, we're not doing that?
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy?
Yeah.
Los, would you get a vasectomy?
Yeah, I guess probably eventually.
You see?
Everything is like,
You see?
Avion's like, you want to have kids? I could do kids.
I'm saying like if I had kids already, like if I had the number of, like, you know, I had probably two.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You're good.
I think, yeah. I don't really know. I mean, I feel like it's a kind of unnecessary thing almost because it's like, well, you got like a 3-day window out of each month where you can actually get her pregnant, right?
Yes. Actually, you know what's crazy? You can only get pregnant one day.
Oh, one day.
Of the month?
Of the month. The thing is that wow. sperm, I don't know the exact number, but sperm lasts for about like 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
See, and that I did not know.
I
swear they did not tell any of this
shit. No.
Yeah. So it could just sit there and wait for that one day.
Did not know that.
Have you ever got your sperm tested?
No, I've not.
Neither have I. But
I almost did. I almost did.
I thought
you were gonna.
No,
be like, well, I
okay.
Did.
So, Shay and I are not trying.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I'm gonna be honest. I guess I was naive.
I'm sorry. Why did you just say we're trying?
Because we're not really trying.
Oh.
What do you mean you're not trying?
Like
but
I'm
not.
I'm not. Every time I'm like, this is your boy. Like I'm.
Last
not,
week you said that you shoot up the club every time you have sex.
I've been shooting up the club the last couple of times only because I ran out of condoms and I told you like
well,
Shay. I was busy. Shay wouldn't
well,
go to the store.
Put it out there, bro.
I'm not putting anything. I'm trying to put it in there.
JD's trying,
but nonetheless,
they are in the process of having a child.
There you go. And I was like. Am I going to be naive? Because I, you know, have my daughter. So I'm like, my sperm's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm like, I was also 20.
Yeah. Well,
so
it took Shannon and I 6 months.
Yeah. So you thought about getting.
Yeah.
Your, okay.
We were vigorously trying.
Okay.
And so it took us 6 months of us trying.
Wow.
So I don't want to blame it on my sperm, but it could have been. I could have had some weak swimmers in there.
I know.
Damn. You know?
And they say weed.
They say a lot of things about weed, all right? They've said a lot of
what
things
they say
about
it weakens your sperm. Yeah.
Really?
And I only know it's because my homie, who used to smoke quite a bit, he went to get his sperm tested.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes.
Your sperm
lay
is
down
weak.
The weed. If
really?
You're really trying to, yeah.
Damn, so when I'm ready to.
Yeah, when you're ready to settle down.
I mean, they say, that, you know, they've been saying that for a long time. It's probably true.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a pretty, you know. Pretty harmless one to say, you know. It's not like that. It's gonna make you crazy. And jump off a bridge.
No.
It might for some people. It might be the reason why they smoke more.
Maybe because that's why.
Can't. Oh, because they don't want to have a kid.
Maybe that's their vasectomy.
No. Is that not going to do that?
Just smoke a lot.
You
we're
smoke because you don't want to get a vasectomy.
I use protection.
No, Elo said he might get a vasectomy. You're the one. You're the one who said I am absolutely not down for that. And I think here's the thing. I won't. Let me read off some facts real quick.
Yeah,
read off the facts.
Hit us with it.
From the National Institute of Sexual Facts, where Jared.
Wait, what
kind
of facts? Like
from.
Vasectomy facts?
Yeah.
Still gonna be a no.
He doesn't quote his sources.
It's gonna be a no for me, Doc.
You know what? I'm sick of you, Los.
I'm just saying.
Tell you.
I just like to know. I like to know where
I'm
the information
tell you.
Comes from.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Like otherwise, it's just Facebook it, like in person. That's all. That's the only difference.
Do people say Facebook it?
What reason Facebook. Do I have to lie about it?
There is no reason, but that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Maybe you have some ulterior motive.
What, to convince you to get a vasectomy?
Me
just read
now
it,
to get a vasectomy
okay.
because
anyways,
you don't want my
anyways,
kid.
Anyways, healthline.org.
Oh. Healthline.org.
And you know it's real when it's .org.
Yeah, no. Okay.
What does that mean? That .com was taken.
No, it's government.
No, it's like .gov, bro.
Org.
.gov is
what's
government.
Org then?
Org?
Or, I don't know.
No, com, everybody can make it. Org, I believe.
Maybe you're right. I don't
believe
know.
You have to go through some kind of official process to get an org.
I think you settle with org or .net.
No, where do you get that fact
from? Is taken.
No,
the domain
where,
is taken
who told
that
you this?
Want. I've tried to get domains before,
And
I'm like,
you can
fine,
only you're
.org.
Only available for .com. Los, hit me with it.
It's primarily for organizations, and nonprofits.
Right, but that doesn't mean. But, first of all, you said government.
So
yes,
that doesn't
but there's an official process that goes in. You have to
be
registered. And how do you get your organization registered?
Yeah, but there's a lot of shady nonprofits and organizations.
Okay, you guys are conspiracy theorists and don't want to believe my
no,
facts.
No, I definitely am
no,
not.
No, no, I'm not. I'm
let
not
me read my facts.
You're not.
It is from a reputable.
Like
it's from
reputable source.
Exactly.
Okay.
A .org.
that doesn't make it a reputable source. Don't. Britt Jared, this is not the hill to camp on. don't pitch it.
I'm dying on
here.
This hill.
Don't
if
do
it comes from .org, it's probably legit.
God dang
I'm dying
it.
On
I
that
mean,
hill.
I'm not. All right,
I'm dying on that hill.
It's probably more legit than a .com.
A .com, yes.
All right, that's probably.
All right, okay. Carry on. What you
move
got,
on.
We can agree on
okay.
that.
Okay.
We're going to agree to disagree, but yeah.
Hey.
No, we found common ground. Don't dismiss the common ground. See how he tries to.
What's
do
the
no,
common ground?
That it's
that
probably
it's
probably
more reputable than .com. The reason why I think most men are like, nah. The facts say that only 9% of sexually active men in the United States get vasectomies. 27% of women get their tubes tied up.
What was the percentage of men?
9%.
Yeah, I believe that.
9%. So that lets me know that men are like, this is not what I'm down to do. So I first want to ask you, JD, because you're the only one on the panel and Los doesn't want to die on this hill. Why don't you want to get a vasectomy? What is your fear around this?
First of all, I've never been in a situation where I've been asked to get one. Like a never say never. I never said I would never get a vasectomy. I'm saying I personally don't want to.
Should we replay in this part of
did
the
I say
episode
never?
To cut to that last episode?
Do that in your in your little edits.
But if it was me, I'll go right now, I'll go get a vasectomy.
What?
It's chopped up, man.
Word?
Yes, 1,000%.
That's unnecessary. That's
why is that unnecessary?
See, that's another I can't go for.
Why?
That.
He's again.
You,
would, he
you wouldn't get a vasectomy?
No.
No.
Why
no?
not, bro?
No can do?
Why not?
No can do.
So she got to have the baby?
No. But I mean,
and
I
have
I would
to be
take,
on birth control for the rest
no,
of my life?
I would take other measures.
You would just
what
do condoms?
I'll strap up, yeah, or something.
That's
but,
a sucky.
I can't go for that.
It's not very environmentally friendly either.
No can do. It's funny because I feel like Los, you always take it back to the caveman day. So I'm going to try to take it back there for a second.
Okay, let's do this. Y'all hear it.
As a man.
Okay.
We were given sperm for a reason, right?
Okay.
If I'm stripped of that privilege and honor is the better word, I kind of feel a way. Now, here's the thing. I also, if my wife, okay, we have our number and we're like, okay, we're good, we're done. And if she's like, I'm not getting my tube side. I'm like, well, I'm not going to get a vasectomy. Where's the compromise? I don't have the answer to that right now because
pull out.
We're not there. Either pull out or strap up. But I just, I'm just not.
It's not your first choice.
Cool with getting snipped. No. And I mean, I pride myself on being a unicorn and not the the
most men,
the general public. Yeah, yeah. Well, but I'm in the 91% right now.
With me, I was gonna say, yes,
I am part of the 91%. Yeah. I'm not gonna be the 9%.
Unicorn, JD.
That has nothing to do with like I'm a man. Like it's got nothing to do with that.
You just said it did though.
Yeah,
did I?
Yeah, you said that this is losing my dignity.
Your potency.
Okay. Yeah. Well then,
here's the thing. To your point, I will say one of the risk factors is that there's like a 37% chance that you will change your mood. Your mood would be different.
Oh yeah, no, I'm done. I'm out. No, see, I'm not doing it now.
But let's compare.
37% chance.
There's a 37% chance.
That's a high percentage.
What are the odds that my sperm works?
But here's the thing.
Over 45.
But here's the thing. What you're not considering is that there's supplements that are going to help fight against that 37%.
Or just don't get snipped. And
right, exactly. I don't even need supplements.
See, now that you've told me that, you've completely changed my
mind. I'm just giving all the facts, though. I'm just here putting it all out.
I appreciate you doing that, because now I have a completely different stance on
so you're now you're all the way on no.
I'm not doing that now.
So, all right.
37% chance that it's going to alter my mood, and then I'm going to have to then I'm going to have to take a foreign substance and ingest it in order to restore my mood to its natural state.
Yes. Right.
I'm not fucking
So, wait,
that.
you are pro.
I'm pro. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pro. And I'll tell you the reasons why. Number one, the complications that come with a woman getting her tubes tied are far greater than a mood change.
Okay. Right.
They have to be invasive. They have to do surgical. Mm-hmm. Vasectomy is not surgical.
Not anymore.
It's like 15 minutes.
Right, right.
They have to go internal on a woman. Mm-hmm. They have the risk hitting their bladder. They have the risk hitting their internal intestines, bleeding out. And then on top of all that, there's so many complications that come after the surgery that they have to figure out.
Right.
So for the record, I'm not saying like one of us has to do it. It's going to be you. I'm not saying that. I would rather.
Right.
My pull-out game is strong now. And and
we're going to get roasted for saying pull-out, by the way. And, like, that doesn't work.
And I'll strap up. I get the pre-cum thing. I'll strap up.
Okay.
So that's just where I stand with it. I feel like there's measures that we can take. Before we got in, you know, we have to get into the surgical situation.
Yeah, totally.
So that's just how I feel.
And most men do feel this way.
Yeah.
So
no, 91% do.
I'm not knocking you in any way. Yeah. I'm just saying that,
I just don't want the women on here to be like, well, JD.
You kind of have to, though, because it's like this. They got to get pregnant. They got to carry this baby for 9 months. They got to go through labor.
I'm going to strap up.
The one thing that you can do to, like, offset that is do your job on the side of not getting the girl pregnant again.
I'm going to strap up.
Strap up.
Like, and also it's like, okay,
you know
so
how bad condoms are for the environment? You know how bad they are for the environment?
I understand that.
Just reuse your condom.
Or the other option is have her good on birth control and then fuck her whole hormones up.
Just real quick sidebar. Has anybody actually tested if that's like true that you can't reuse condoms? Because just hear me out. Hear me out, right?
Okay, let's listen.
Let's say it's your wife.
Where are your facts?
Zero facts. Okay. Absolutely none. I have nothing to quote.
So you're going to reuse your condom.
So let's say that you're married, right? In JD's case, and you have three kids now, and you're like, I don't want to get the vasectomy.
You just wash them out?
You just reuse with your wife, right?
Rinse and reuse.
Rinse it out, reuse it, sterilize it, however, like, you know, wouldn't degrade the
latex.
But
it's stretched out now.
Bro, condoms have a lot of extra space, all right?
Like,
this myth about, like, the magnums and all, I'm hip to that because I was in a Trojan study.
Oh, yeah, I was there with you, yeah.
And basically.
Wait. Don't brush. I have follow-up questions immediately.
Go ahead.
You were in a Trojan study group?
Yeah. Yes.
What does that look like?
So, Trojan hired us to do,
Trojan 101?
To do market research.
Yeah, market research on what type of condoms you like, what are your favorite ones, ribbed, whatever, ecstasy, all those type of things.
Okay.
And they were taking that back to the corporation to make better condoms. Los was one of those people who was giving them advice.
All right, but back to my point.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you why you can't.
If you're sterilizing them and doing all that, is there a way to not degrade
the
plastic?
There's not a way. Because the reason why is that it is latex.
Latex
so
or non-latex.
I don't know about the non-latex, but I know with Trojan specifically, it is latex, and that degrades over time.
How long?
I don't know the exact.
I just feel like maybe in certain circumstances, like you could reuse them. I'm not saying. I mean, I don't reuse condoms. I don't. You know.
Right.
But
right.
The you know
is
how
it
you,
a marketing scheme?
You know, no, it's not because you know
they're
how when
making
you,
us buy more condoms.
No,
that's essentially what I'm arriving at.
They're not because you know how like the when you open them and they come with like the stuff on there.
That's right.
It preserves it.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So when you lose that over time, it's going to start to tear.
All right, so the vasectomy thing, we got two no's, one yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, yours is yes.
What do you mean, of course?
You know, so
you're just willing to do anything.
No, no. I have reasoning. I have reasoning. I have reasoning. I learned a lot from our last live.
What was that?
The one constant that I kept figuring out was that we are being still slowly but surely introduced to your audience, right?
So what do you mean, of course?
So there's a lot of chemistry that you have with your people, right? Mm. And that's great. Mm. Los and I are still establishing ourselves with your audience.
You still didn't answer the of course.
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
So I feel like you're so conditioned to giving the people what they want. Because you know what they want. And that's okay.
I'm going to get snipped because I want... No, first of all, let me tell you this.
No, wait.
Let me tell you this. For one, the reason why, I grew up in a household where my pops got a vasectomy.
Okay.
He did that for the same reason that I was told. It had nothing to do with my audience.
Okay.
Nothing to do with my audience. If I didn't have this audience here, I would be still having the same stance.
All right. I don't think that you're willing to get a vasectomy because of your audience.
I know.
I'm not saying you would do it. I'm not saying you would do it because your audiences would be pro that. I'm just saying, like, I peep game, dog. I peep game.
What do you peep?
I just feel like, you know.
What do you peep?
You just massage the audience nicely.
I don't. I give my opinions. And a lot of times they disagree with my opinions.
I wouldn't say a lot.
You wouldn't say a lot?
Very seldomly.
You haven't seen on Shan's channel then.
I was like, they disagree with him.
You haven't seen
independent of this.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, here, I only know this part,
right?
Only
but I'm just—I'm telling you, yeah. Me and my audience have very different opinions a lot of the times. Mm. A lot of the times.
Well,
so I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm all just right, saying
all right.
That well, my stance and my formulation of my foundation has nothing to do with my audience. My audience is here because of my foundation, not the other way around.
Okay, so that's established. But also, let's talk about the open relationship tip, right? Or hall pass, we can also just talk about.
Like, yeah.
Most men, correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, would be like, oh, bet. Yeah, no, yeah. No doubt. I'm with that. And she's like, okay, cool. But I'm also going to go
gonna
on
use
this.
Use this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, going to go take advantage.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, man. Oh, well, hold on. What you mean? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I remember when he told me that he was in an open relationship.
That was the first question you asked.
Was that?
Your first
me
thing,
too.
The first question like you asked was like, so is it okay if Shan goes
I
out?
I asked that too. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that was the first question I asked.
It was like one of the first.
It was one of the first questions.
And it was live.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't because I'm pretty sure like I knew. Yeah. I know what an open relationship is.
Yeah.
No, what I was, my thing was, then I remember I told you this though, is that it's low-key genius on her part.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, the obvious one, like, well, you know, I can go out if you go out. Like, we can go through this. But also because if you actually like this person, right?
Yeah.
You're not just going to step out and just fuck whatever.
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean? Because you actually have to present the person that you want to, you know, go fuck.
That's a good point.
To the person that you're in this relationship with. So if you're like,
it just can't be some whack ass.
You can't
chick.
Come with no bullshit, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, you actually, like, you have
it has to be impressive.
You have to be impressive. Right. You have to show her and be like, oh, shit. But you also, I mean, and this could just be, you know, the ego here speaking, but you probably don't want to make it too impressive because then it's like.
Is that nice balance?
Like, yeah, you have to find something like, like almost as attractive.
What,
as
what's
her,
the number?
As, if not,
what's
well,
the number?
It depends on what your girl is.
So, right? So let's say your girl's a 10.
You got to go for like a...
You can't
pandering
go...
Pandering to the crowd here.
No.
Say your girl's a 10.
My wife's a 10.
Well, yes, sir. In theory, every guy's a man should... Or every guy's man. Every guy's woman should be a 10 to them.
Yeah.
In theory, but also in... actually,
in fact,
I mean,
well, but just well, the no, rating is
be real,
10.
Though. Be real. Like, yeah, there's a lot of guys that don't...
They don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they would say that, but that's not what they project.
It's about what's in the inside, Lois. It's about what's in the inside.
It's like I always
they may
say
their girls a 10, but they don't act like
it. I always say it's like the yellow Starburst. You're like, oh, but they have a good personality. But to your point, okay, so let's say we'll go with the hypothetical of you know, every man's like, of course my wife's a 10. You can't.
Well, then you
cheat.
Have to bring like at worst like an 8.
I was gonna say 7.
8 and a,
dog, 8's
if
pushing
she's a 10?
It. Eight's pushing it, dog.
I know for Shan, like, she got to be, like, at least, like, an 8 or 9. She got
like
to
she
gotta be up there.
Yeah, she has to, like, be one.
She got
to
be
like
up there.
There's, like, a one-point window underneath.
Because here's the thing that
you can't go over too high.
You have to get somebody who's confident in themselves.
Well, that
because
too, that then there's no way you'll be in an open relationship.
Right. Not even with her, the side chick.
Right.
She has to be like on a level where she doesn't need this. This is purely an experience for her as well.
Right.
Right.
She can't be in there being like, I might be able to steal him.
Right.
So that has to be felt through thick and
manage
through.
Your expectations.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was one thing that I said was that it's low key a power move because it's like, all right, yeah, like who is it that you want to fuck?
Yeah.
Let me see. That you're just sitting there like, actually, nah, you know I'm cool. I'm
you start right. double checking it. You start being like,
you're like,
right.
Nah, you know what? I'm straight. You want to watch Netflix tonight?
Yeah,
or something? Right,
I
right.
I can't do
hey, what's
this.
Up?
I ain't going nowhere. You good?
So, why do you think most men are not okay with their girl stepping out? Honestly,
I think just when you hear that question, it makes it's like.
But honestly,
I think the number one answer would be insecurity.
Yeah,
I think most men are too insecure with their woman stepping out.
When you say stepping out, you mean cheating on or not? I guess not.
She came to you. She said, "Hey, I found this dude very attractive, or this woman very attractive. Yeah. I want to go experience this. Do you mind if I go and do this?"
Oh, man. Yeah, I think it's insecurity.
What's the insecurity?
Well, yeah, because like, let's all be honest, right? Like, especially in a marriage,
yeah,
you get comfortable,
yeah,
a lot of times,
yeah,
and so. So let's just say you're at your most comfortable level.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hall pass time.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, I hadn't put it down in like
a
little bit.
I
hadn't really cleaned up. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't opened the door for her in a minute.
What are you thinking over there? What is the reasons that you think that? All right,
this is what I'll say. I can see that as a reality for myself. If I had been married for like 20 something years, and I'm probably like 60 something years old.
Yeah.
And you know,
Let's go with a more realistic hypothetical.
You're going fucking way deep.
I'm already 36.
Okay, like, we'll say 38. We'll say 38 because after this dating game, you might be wiped up. So let's just
in
say 38.
Years, if I'm bored of you in 2 years, nah.
No. It's not bored. I'm just saying, like,
wait.
To spice things up, we'll just go with this hypothetical.
Wait, so you think that someone wants to step out because they're bored?
I mean, for me, that would be the only thing that I could think.
We talked
of.
About like, this.
That would be the only reason I could see
why
for myself to want to step out.
No, but not cheating.
I'm not saying hall pass.
Yeah, just the girl comes in and was like, "Yo, I found this girl. I found this dude. I want to experience this.
I want to go get
can
fucked
I go,
by this
can
guy.
I, yeah, can I go do that? What are the reasons that the man is into? I think it has to do with ego.
So wait. Just to clarify, we're trying to figure out why would a man want a hall pass?
No, why would a man not let his girl get the hall pass?
Okay, ego. I say insecurity. Los, both.
I guess I don't know. Like I just feel like
territorial.
Maybe that's the one for me. It's more territorial than anything else because I don't know. I just feel like there's a time that I would be with the hall pass. Like there's a certain time
for your
like,
girl too.
Yeah, for me.
What time?
And her. Like
what time?
After we've been together for a long
where
ass time.
Sex
and, like,
is one basic, aspect of our
right,
relationship.
When sex isn't even like a thing like that anymore, and it's just like you know, like basically old. Like then like hall pass it up.
Yeah,
but right now while I'm like young and vibrant, and
I can still put it
and
down.
I can still put it. Yeah, like what the fuck were you going around like doing that for?
Right,
unless
right.
we're in an open relationship, but then it's not a hall pass. So
the reason why I think that it's okay.
Yeah.
The reason why is that I think that you can't be everything to everybody.
I mean, that's fair.
You just can't be everything for everybody.
And I'm not knocking it for people that do it. Just for me, like I feel like I'd have to be bored.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that would be the only reason why I would want one, and I would. Think that would be the only reason why she would want one as well.
Yeah,
like, it seems to me that's the only reason why you would want a hall pass. It's just boredom. Like,
what
other reason is it that you want to go experience somebody else?
Do you have a problem with how experienced and well of a job your girl does in the bedroom?
Oh,
so I bring that up, right? Because so when I was like early 20s, right? Me and my boys used to always say, you know, you never wife the porn star.
Why is that?
I think because
she sucks so many dicks, bro.
No. I think because the insecurity, right, of who taught you how to, like Kanye, right, from the Blame Game song, right? Chris Rock. Who taught you how to get sexy for,
you know what I mean?
So I was like, how are you this good? And granted, we're like 22.
Yeah,
for you to be this good at 22, like, I'm like, what? So that's where I thought you were going.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk
about
it.
You want to open that up?
I want to open it up.
I don't mind if you're experienced at all. Okay. I actually prefer it.
Okay.
I actually prefer you to have some you know, some notches under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me personally. I know most men are like, you better keep your thing to the level, lowest level, single digits.
See, I think most men, and I'm not saying this is me, but I think most men want to teach. They want to be the originator.
But here's the thing. I will say everybody's sexual preferences are different.
Sure.
So you can teach her what you like.
Right.
It's probably not going to be the same as what homeboy did.
For sure.
So
or what he wanted.
Or what he wanted. So at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, I can understand that. But at the same time, it's like, that shit is lame and immature.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Did it ever cross your mind, if you're getting head?
Yeah.
And this is the best
did
head
she do it like
you've
that to the
ever
homeboy?
Had.
Yeah.
Does it ever cross your mind? You're like, who taught her how to do this?
I don't think anybody taught her. I think what it comes down to is that she's enthusiastic and
yeah, there's two different kinds of head suckers.
Bro, listen, you can't be the employee of the month if you hate your job.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Let's be honest.
I think a lot of times it just has to do with the level of enthusiasm you put into your work. You know
and
what
let's,
I mean?
Let's just be 100 right now.
Keep it that way.
It's not that hard to please. For me. I mean,
for the head game?
Yes, she could, it's not that hard.
Nah, I was just saying.
Hold on.
I haven't had
some bad blowjobs.
See,
I've had my fair share.
I will put it out there. I have not had a bad blowjob.
What?
Ever.
Damn, never?
Bro. No.
I've had my fair share of teeth, unfortunately.
Man. I've never.
And I've had my fair share of like
and
just sucking
might,
the soul out of me. I'm like,
I might
whoa.
Like that. I might like really I
just like, hard, just like
that might be what it is.
That I haven't had. I've just
like
experienced
a vacuum.
Teeth.
That's I'm down with a little bit of teeth.
You said that before.
Yeah,
I don't remember
I'm down with a little bit.
Yeah,
of teeth.
He said that before. I don't remember what under what side.
Oh shit!
Oh damn it!
Why?
I like a little bit of teeth.
Why?
Likes. Not only does he not.
Yeah.
Mind,
what does that even mean?
He likes a little bit of teeth.
You like teeth?
Just a little bit.
Why?
You like to be scraped?
A little bit.
Oh man, hey bro, everybody's
a little bit
answer.
bite the shaft a little bit.
Wow!
Wow!
I'm
said
not,
no man ever.
Don't take like a fucking munch out of me.
Obviously,
right? I mean,
just a little like.
All right, man, a little pressure.
A little pressure sometimes. Don't scrape it.
I mean, I can't imagine a world where teeth don't scrape. So
right.
That's why I guess I'm just so apprehensive to hear you say.
Yeah, you're on your own with that
but,
one for sure.
Hey man. If it feels good to you.
To each his own.
Let it rock.
To each his own. So anyways, so you guys never crossed your mind?
No. I mean, of
course,
when I was young. When I was young, yeah, for sure. When I was young, I could see myself being like,
And again, me and my boys were like 23.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, she's too good.
But at the end of the day, like,
then you get older and you realize, you know what?
I don't want to teach your ass.
I'm mad at it.
Yeah, not only that, but it's like, how the hell are you going to think about, well, who'd you learn that? Where'd you learn what you know from?
Right.
Women.
There you go. So,
yeah. No,
you,
for sure.
Where do you think she learned what she knows from?
Men.
Majority.
Men.
Right.
There it is.
Is there anything else that men do not fuck with? Hmm. I did a poll.
Oh, yeah. Let's
see.
Oh,
yeah.
Poll
what
time.
What do people say?
Let's see what the people
poll
say.
Poll time. While you look, I just want to say, as a kid from Chicago.
Uh-oh. The Bears getting trounced.
No, excuse me. I didn't want to talk about
on
that.
On Sunday night football.
On
was
a December
really
on a December 1st evening.
Yeah.
It's nice as hell outside right now. This is like
it's
the perfect it's the perfect weather.
Yeah.
I'll never take this shit for granted. I just wanted to say that.
I will. I take it for granted all the time.
You got a blanket on, dog. It's probably 69 degrees.
Cozy.
You got a blanket on.
This is cashmere.
He's
I don't
cozy.
Give a shit what
cashmere,
it is.
Okay.
It's cozy.
You got a blanket on? 69 degrees?
Act like you have some taste.
You don't want no coziness?
I got taste. Well, just because you can doesn't mean you should. I just don't understand.
Sir,
why not? Why not be cozy?
What's wrong with a little throw action? Huh?
You want us to start a fire for you too?
Well,
nah,
that'd be nice, actually.
I mean, but yeah,
that'd actually be kind of nice.
Actually, you know what? When can we use that one day? When
we will, we're getting the fireplace.
Getting the fireplace?
Put in, yeah.
But we'll make sure it's an episode where you're not.
Yeah,
around.
Because this is already super light.
You're not allowed.
And
to
now
be
you
on
got
that
a blanket
episode.
On.
Yeah. It's a throw. It's a cashmere throw.
I like the blanket, bro. I fuck with
Thank
it.
You.
I fuck with it.
It's a cashmere throw, JD.
JD is hating on you, bro.
Poll time.
Poll time. So I'm just gonna I'm gonna rapid read these.
You do need that. You gonna rap them?
No, I'm gonna rapid.
Oh.
I'm gonna rapid read these.
He's gonna rapid
read. If you hear something that sticks out that you want to either defend or
acknowledge, defend or acknowledge.
Is that your weed dop kit?
This is my weed kit.
That's a weed dop kit. That's classy, dog.
I got.
I'm impressed.
All my stuffs, all my accoutrements.
I'm surprised. That's like some quality.
That's quality shit.
I actually thought you were just gonna pull over to Ralph's bag.
No, he's a connoisseur.
That's okay.
Got my jars. I don't have much in there.
What's that? What's the black mat?
That's a grinder.
It's a grinder.
Wow.
It's a grind.
I'm learning a lot right now.
Bro, the grinder's like fucking the most normal thing.
No. But
out of all the stuff that he has.
His mat setup, though.
Okay, okay.
I actually have a tray in my car. I just forgot to bring it up for me to roll.
I'm sure you do.
It's very nice.
But this is it's impressive.
Thanks. Now prepare to be impressed by some impressive polls.
All right, so
that
like
was
I said,
a lot of P's right there. That was some alliterative. That was some onomatopoeia.
That's your college reading level.
If anything sticks out to you, jump for joy.
Cool.
Eating kitty cat.
Wait, men don't want to do.
Wait,
that?
Yeah, what?
It's the girls.
Well,
girls.
I didn't want to do that for a while either.
The girls are saying it.
Maybe how long?
Maybe you have a stinky.
Oh. Oh my god.
Maybe your cat needs a bath.
Sucking toes.
I suck toes.
Do you suck toes?
I'm not opposed to that.
Okay.
I like to suck toes like while in the act.
A finger in the booty, even though it's their best orgasm.
How you know what my best orgasm is?
A man putting a finger
Bro. Why do you have to take it to gay, bro?
No. A man putting a finger in the woman's.
No.
No,
it's a finger in your butthole.
But again, there's no ass pleasuring for me. How long does it take you to roll a blunt?
It takes longer when I'm talking.
Because this is a whole process. I thought you had a pre-roll.
If I'm not talking, this is rolled like in
pre-roll? That's blasphemy.
Never. I don't smoke pre-rolls. That's disgusting.
Toys in the bedroom.
What guys against that? That's weird.
There's a lot of men who are not down with it.
Why? Because they feel like you don't need a toy.
Well, it's like this. It's like probably they don't want to be replaced by that toy.
Yeah. But you're not. You just have a helper.
I know.
It's like a classroom assistant.
It's an added pleasure.
Yeah.
It's like a just like getting your butthole played with.
Man.
Man.
My boyfriend won't let me come near his butt.
It's a lot of butt stuff.
No. I think because they have been taught, and it's actually scientifically proven, that if you do get your asshole played with, that is the biggest orgasm that you would get.
Mm. Well.
Okay.
No can.
Here we go. Being vulnerable.
Can't go.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well. Jeez. Man, well, we know that. Unfortunately. Man.
Why is that? Why do you think men don't want to be vulnerable?
Because we're programmed not to show weakness, and vulnerability is interpreted as weakness.
That's a whole another episode that I would love to do. I would love to do that. I would love to have an episode as to why men have a hard time being vulnerable. Because there's levels to it.
Skincare, face mask, stuff like that.
I mean, you tripping, bro. If you don't want
Hey, you're missing out, dog.
I got a whole routine, son. I got
same.
What are you talking
Why
about?
Why do you think men don't want to do that? Is it still linked to
it's
that?
It's too gay, it's too feminine.
Yo, that's
too
wild. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Get your face mask, men. Stop being whack.
Okay, so
if there's one thing hetero men should take from gay men, it's the self care. Because gay men take care of themselves.
They do.
You know what I mean? They spend money on taking care of themselves.
Straight men do too.
Straight men do now, but there's a lot of straight men that we're like, oh, that's gay.
Aren't you the fucking unicorn?
Yeah, exactly. Stop.
Yeah,
like
but
everybody's
I mean,
like you.
No, but I think there's a lot of straight men who have been taking care of the shit.
Yeah, a lot, but I think the majority are fucking using, you know, whatever.
The
body,
man one.
Whatever
well, okay,
body
so,
wash
so,
they
so
have.
So here's,
just, you
here,
know,
here, here's
their
a disclaimer.
Yeah.
I model for a living.
Okay,
so maybe I'm more.
We know that you take care of your skin.
Yeah, but
you
I'm saying,
that,
but I'm also
don't.
Around a lot of guys that also take care of their skin.
What is your skin? Are you around a lot of other models?
When I work, yeah, of course.
Right.
So
gas
things,
of course,
yeah.
You
so,
have to take care of your skin.
All right,
but
all right,
that's what I'm saying. Like that's, I mean,
but the real world, like the normal
the other,
world.
What's JD's skincare routine?
How the regular people in the world, you know,
JD's skincare routine. You have to pay me for that. To give you those answers, but I will say,
yo,
I will say,
yo, Yo.
Is it that good?
If it's Monday or Tuesday and the video's not out yet, let me just let you know that right now, Jared and I could not roll our eyes any heavier.
Yeah.
We could not look more confused.
Hey, but look it. Listen, if you're good at something, never do it for free. Like now, you're giving out free game, dog. Right now. You shouldn't
not,
be doing
because
that.
Because here's the thing. I can tell you exactly every step that I'm doing, but you'll never be able to do it like me.
Okay.
Well, nonetheless.
I'm starting to believe that you don't have a skincare routine.
Who?
This motherfucker's using
that. Clear. I don't have a skincare
routine? Yeah. He uses Clear Cell on Tuesday. That's his, that's
it's
his
like real thing. Regular.
It's a mosquito just
true,
dancing.
True story.
I want to kill him.
True
so
story.
Bad.
When here, when so Shay and I were come long in. Distance. And early on in our relationship, she was like, I just have to tell you something. I think you have more skin products than I do.
Are you like, are you hip to that? Like the heavy?
I'm heavy hip to that.
You know what's crazy? I don't use any skin products.
Yeah, you will when you get older.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't now.
What but type, you're not older.
What type of products
you're not that
you
much
use?
Older than me, bro.
Dog, I'm 6 or 7 years older than you.
No, you're not. I'm 29.
He's 29.
You're 29?
Yes. Yeah. How old do you think I am, bro?
I thought you're 27.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
no.
My bad. Okay, so here, I'll give free game right now. I'll give free
there
game.
There we go. There we go. That's what the people want.
You definitely want to exfoliate.
Okay.
But you don't want to exfoliate too much.
I don't want to exfoliate.
But you want to. And you don't want to exfoliate too much.
Okay.
Because you don't want to expose your pores that much.
Okay.
Right? So I exfoliate twice a week.
Okay.
I do a face mask twice a week. 2 different face masks.
Okay. Wow, 2.
Yeah, I do an exfoliation.
I do a charcoal
face mask.
And I do
a mud mask.
What's the other one? The other one's like some gel shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I have 2 different cleansers. A daytime cleanser and a nighttime cleanser. I have 2 different moisturizers.
Mm.
So there's levels to the skincare game. Yeah. But again, we will monetize off of this. So let's just leave it at
well,
that.
You I can got put it good, out there. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't got to get in the products, you know?
I got
a toner.
I got some good serum. Yeah.
Okay, so if there's fellas watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go to Kiehl's and get you some shit, man.
Here's a rule of thumb, okay?
Yeah.
Kiehl's, give
cleanser,
me a check.
Cleanser.
Yep.
Toner.
Check.
Moisturizer.
No. Moisturizer.
Now,
serum before moisturizer.
If you got a good toner, you'll need the serum during the day. During the day. Nighttime, you need a serum.
Okay.
Okay, so well, by the way, that's the daytime.
Okay, I'm believing you got your shit together. Okay,
all right.
Okay.
That's the daytime routine.
But
the nighttime routine is
oil.
Different cleanser.
Okay.
Yep.
Same toner.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know. A serum.
Definitely want to use
and
a serum.
Definitely a different moisturizer.
I use the oil at night.
What kind of oil?
A nighttime oil.
Oh.
See, my moisturizer at night, you're welcome, is coconut oil. Coconut oil.
Well, they would never endorse us, so.
Yeah.
whoa.
We're endorsed by Big Coconut.
Hey.
No, I mean, but hey, Kiehl's, give me a check or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some free stuff.
But not Kiehl's,
give me some
though.
Free shit.
There's too many chemicals in Kiehl's.
Nah, Kiehl's is good.
No. So there's an app.
I would believe JD over you, bro.
There's an app.
You see this skin?
I believe he got his rituals. He got nighttime, daytime.
Do you think you have better skin than me?
Do you see this skin?
Do you think you have better?
He's asking you a straight question.
Actually,
right now.
So you're going to be the tiebreaker. Who do you think has a better skin?
A better skin. Whose skin would you rather wear?
Whose skin? If someone's like, yo, you can
wait,
have.
Wait, let me look at you both.
Take like a good look.
Let me look.
Let me get the.
Let me look. I gotta give it to JD.
Okay.
I gotta give it to
as
JD.
As I was saying.
I gotta give it to
I got the nice. I got the nice.
As I was saying.
He looks like he's undercooked. I got a little bit more seared.
Nah. As I was saying.
Seared a little bit more.
Now that we've established.
Yeah.
As I was saying.
Yeah.
There's an app. I'm going to put you guys all on game. Women too. There's an app called Think Dirty.
Okay.
Now, you're going to get this app. And I promise you're going to clear out half, if not more than half, of your medicine cabinet with all your toiletries.
Okay.
So what you do is anything that has a barcode, shampoo, conditioner, face wash, moisturizer, deodorant, you name it, chapstick, you name it, anything that has a barcode, you scan it with this app, and it tells you everything that's in it.
Whoa.
And it grades it on a scale of 0 to 10. You want to be close to 0 as possible of what's in it.
Wow.
So this app made me change my deodorant, my toothpaste, my mouthwash, my face. Bro,
wow.
I wiped out 90% Shea too.
Think Dirty, you said?
Think Dirty is the app.
I'm getting that.
You're welcome. Everybody's welcome. You guys mess with Gua Sha stones? See, this is how I know you don't care about your shit.
I'm like hard-ass stones that fucking scrub your face with.
No. Gua Sha stones. The people who are on know. So it's Jade.
The women know.
Rose Quartz.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Those shits.
And there's different shapes and sizes. There's different grooves. No, that's a roller. I'm talking about gouache stones. Keep rolling your shit.
It's the same
but speaking of rollers, there's jade rollers.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. There's a segue.
Thank you. There's rose quartz.
Yeah.
But the gouache stones are there. There's different grooves to it. There's different points, so on and so forth. So if you take away anything from this here segment,
okay,
get yourself some gouache stones.
Okay.
Make sure you exfoliate twice a week.
Okay.
Get yourself a good two different face masks, some toners, and also depending on where you live.
Cold water.
Cold water 100%, but not when you're exfoliating. You want hot water for that. And you want to make sure you get an SPF moisturizer.
I feel like everything Lo says, he's like, actually, it's supposed to be like this.
I'm trying to help people out.
He's just, you know. It's okay, bro.
It's okay. I mean, look, everything that I said was correct.
Yeah.
I didn't
but not
any
all the way correct.
But everything I said, he just had to.
You cut it short.
Yeah,
there's a difference between a roller and a guat. If you're talking about weed, I'm going to shut the fuck up, and I'm going to just let you talk.
Damn, he just told you to shut the fuck
he
up.
He just told me to shut the fuck
he
up.
He told you to shut the fuck
in
up.
In a very polite
way. A very polite way, but real no, tuck, he just, I mean, I'll translate it. He just said, you know what? Your skincare routine is trash.
I told you.
What you
you're going to get a pimple.
Anyways, let me move on to these other products.
You know, in the nicest way possible.
It's going to happen now because of all that.
In the nicest way possible, I told you this is chess, not checkers. Go ahead, Jay.
Damn.
Go ahead, Jay.
He just checkmates your ass real quick.
It's a face. It's face
hey, the
wash.
Queen's Gambit. Great show.
It's
speaking
face
of chess.
Wash.
Queen's Gambit.
It's face wash.
Hey, you got to blow this shit this
okay.
way. Can I just say something really quick?
Yeah.
Your boy's a little tipsy.
You're feeling good?
Yeah, no, I feel
What are you standing up for?
Because I'm tired of blowing smoke in this man's face.
No, blow the smoke, bro.
No, appreciate you, dog.
I don't feel good doing
appreciate
that.
Appreciate
you don't want to be on camera?
Huh?
You don't want to be on camera?
I'm on camera.
I don't know if you are.
I'm on camera.
Okay.
They can see me. Y'all can see me.
Anyways, we're going to segue right now. This is going
to
be just the self-evaluation segment of the show about what we're doing, how we've done so far.
I've done a great job, and I'm doing great.
I could probably say a thing or two about that.
Uh-oh.
In agreement, I'm sure.
No.
He's serious.
No.
Is this the time?
In agreement.
This
I'm
is
sure.
the intervention of Los.
Is this
today.
The time? Oh, dog. You might want to sit for this.
Oh, shit. Am I really getting
Yeah. You might want to sit, dog.
No, here's the thing. The thing that sucks is that the last two episodes you've done fucking amazing.
And you're just going to beat me down now?
No, I'm not going to beat you down.
That's what you guys are doing?
No, that's not going to be.
Hey.
I'm not going to beat you down.
Hey.
I think that I and the audience can agree that they would like to see some Los more. They would like to hear from Los more.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they want to hear from you, they like your jokes, but they want your opinion. They want to know what you stand on.
Facts.
Okay.
But specifically with the live. Okay.
Oh, the live is the worst one.
So.
But you were fucking blitzed on the live.
Yeah.
I did great on the first live.
You did amazing on the first live.
The second live got, I'm just going to be honest, the second live got boring. I got tired of hearing people calling in talking about shit that was boring.
I'll edit that out. But listen, the reason why the live is important. First of all, did you watch the live back?
I watched some of it.
Okay.
It was so long.
So here's the thing. It was super long. And I feel you on the sense of you're manning the comments, right? So you have to find a balance between manning the comments and then interacting with us. So we have to have it where it's like 15 minutes on the comments.
Yeah.
Some time with us.
Yeah.
Because you had your own show in the comments, which is cool. But
which they appreciated,
they
but
appreciated.
I did see comments later that was like, literally, this is word for word from a comment.
Oh, shit.
The guy in the gray looks like he's over it. Mm. Time to switch up the people.
The panel,
oh,
dog.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not going to get you canceled.
That person can
suck a dick.
Eat a
can play with their man's ass.
No, that person can eat a wet peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, that's disgusting. My only gripe with Los is that I want to hear his opinions more. Yeah.
You could be the tiebreaker, dog.
You could be the tiebreaker. Because obviously me and JD going to go at it.
We're going to go at it. This whole vasectomy shit got me hot. But anyways, that's the evaluation for Los.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Great.
The evaluation for me. Okay. So I actually, if anyone watched the live, Jasper, who called in, and she was like Oprah giving out keys.
Mm-hmm.
My ex man, you get a key. My ex man, you get a key. You get a
one
key.
Ex.
Every I know, no, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. So, anyways, I'm on my way home from
yeah.
the live.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was talking to Shay.
Yeah.
And I started to have hindsight. And I was like, babe, I did it again. I did it again. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, I was stubborn and narrow minded. And here's something.
I think your stubbornness makes a good content though.
It makes a good content, but deep down, I'm trying to change my ways.
Okay.
And here's the thing I taught my mom, like, within the last year. I said, Mom, just because something doesn't make sense to you
yeah.
doesn't mean it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense to you. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. I come from my mother, and I'm, you know, raised by her. And so mm-hmm. I have that in me instinctly. Okay, so I'm trying to change that narrative for me. I'm trying to be more open-minded. So I found Jasper's IG.
Yeah.
And I sent her a couple voice notes.
Oh, nice.
And I apologized to her.
Oh.
And what I said to her was, I apologize for not being open-minded.
Yeah.
I apologize for not recognizing that this is something that clearly her and I are on two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But this ain't my thing. Mm. I'm not dating that guy. I wasn't married to that man. I'm not the father to your kids. If this works for you, damn it, ride that out.
Amazing.
And I should have said that on the live, so I apologize to Jasper in the voice, and I'm apologizing mm-hmm. to you here on the episode. Mm-hmm. Also with Martha. Martha made a post, yeah. kind of clarified some. She had some hindsight later on.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, you know, clarified some stuff up. And so what I'm trying to say is, again, I realized a couple things on that live. One is, again, that this is very much so your audience transitioning into our podcast, and that's okay.
Stop saying that.
But it's real.
No, but the my audience is normal people.
No, but we talked about this, right? In all seriousness, we talked about this, and you said your concern when starting the podcast was would your audience accept
you guys, but not because of your opinions, just because they don't like new.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's both.
I don't think it's your opinions. I think your opinions are very standard. They're very normal. They're very straight edge. They're
apparently.
Very traditional. Yeah. I don't think your opinions are like provocative at all.
No, they're not.
So that's why I never had a worry for your opinions.
Provocative.
I never had a worry for your preference or your
Well,
opinions.
All I'm saying is, like, in the comments, there's a couple people who are very pro you, very anti me, or maybe
perception,
anti Los.
That's perception.
I read the comments.
Who could be anti me? What's wrong with that person?
All the people in there are fucking for
crazy.
You. I saw a comment that said JD's perspective 100.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. I'm not referring to them. I'm talking about the people who had the opposite of the pro JD people.
There's not that many, bro.
But here's the thing. To
there's
those
not
people,
that many.
There But to the few.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want them to know, and Los, I'm sure you would attest to this.
What's that?
I for sure will do a better job of being more open-minded. Because okay. I come from the more traditional standpoint in a lot of things,
yeah.
and my mind isn't aware of the nuances that are out here,
mm-hmm.
I promise you I will do my part to learn,
mm-hmm.
to listen,
mm-hmm.
and to shut the fuck up.
Mm.
I'm serious.
No.
I'm dead
no.
serious.
I'm pushing
serious.
Back on that.
I want to learn. I want to learn,
no.
dog. I want to
you
learn.
You can learn. You can learn. That's fine. But I am
but
not.
But you can't learn if you're talking.
No. This is a podcast.
You can
need
learn
to
while
talk.
You talk.
You need to talk. And here's the thing.
I
your perspective is so crucial to the discussion.
I'm not going
to
stop my perspective. But what I'm saying
okay.
is when like a Martha, a
yeah.
Jasper, et cetera, calls
yeah.
in, and I'm like, what the f- you have a key to your ex?
I want you to say that every time.
I'm going to say it, but then I'm going to try my best
okay.
to learn
okay.
why and how.
And I think the people
that
can agree,
sense.
And you can jump in the comments if you want JD to change. I'm going on time.
Oh, no,
no. Wait.
I'm not
going
to change.
Okay, but I'm just going to say, not
I'm
change
learn.
The way
I'm
you,
learn more.
The change the way you interact with the fans.
Right.
I'm going to go on a, right now. It would not be entertaining if you don't see the JD eye roll. Am I wrong? Am I wrong out there in the people? I don't think I'm wrong.
I just want to learn more. That's
I
all.
Need the
That's
JD eye roll.
I'm gonna do better at the open-mindedness game. I'm gonna do better at the learning because I genuinely listen. You don't learn anything by knowing everything.
You
I'm
don't
not,
know everything.
I don't know everything,
oh,
but
okay.
I think a lot of people think I do. I think a lot of people think JD thinks he knows everything. Like no, Sway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out along the way. So
okay.
so like I said,
okay.
I realized a lot from the live. The other thing I realized was we need to do more lives.
We do need to do more lives.
Shorter, but
yeah.
we need to
yeah.
definitely do more lives.
We need to do more lives.
The people loved. The chat was lit.
Yeah.
Los, you killed it.
I respect that. And I think for my evaluation of the show and myself is that I find myself, because I'm your guys' friends, whenever you guys do say something that I disagree with, I kind of like don't push on it.
Yeah.
I kind of let it ride. And I'm going to put it on here right now. Anytime I disagree with you guys, I'm going at your throat.
Come with it.
Pause. I'm going. Don't you say pause, bro. Don't you fucking say pause. I'm coming at your head top. I'm coming at your head top.
If I wasn't buzzed, I would have caught it as quick as you did. I'm a little.
I'm coming at your head top. And I want the same from you guys. Because
you already know.
Because this show is going to do well when we disagree.
Right. Well, when we disagree and when we give multiple perspectives.
Yes.
Right, I think that's what people really love is our dynamic.
Yeah.
It's because it's a lot of times opposite.
It is.
We are all cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
And so when we come with it with multiple perspectives, not only is it entertaining to watch and listen.
Yeah.
But it allows people out there to really choose between who they.
And who they fuck with.
Right.
You know, for that episode. And just the last little tail end on the thing.
Yeah.
I just want to say that your perspective is valid. Your perspective is amazing. That's the reason why I asked you to be on the show. Los, I'm telling you this all the time. Your perspective is amazing. That's why I want you to say it on the show.
I do say it.
You don't say it,
sometimes,
bro.
Sometimes,
tell me this. Tell me this. This is Los's favorite line.
Yes.
I mean, I guess. Or, I mean, it may be.
I mean I could do kids.
I could do it.
I never have an explanation for what I say. I don't want to just be like.
No, your explanation is like.
It's kind of gray.
It's on the fucking gray scale.
It's gray.
It's on the gray scale.
Maybe I'm a gray person.
But
You're not a gray person.
You're not, though.
Here's the thing. I say here's the thing almost every fucking sentence.
Yeah, we know. And Los says, to your point.
But here's the thing. Los, I know you personally.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are one of the most opinionated persons that I know.
Yeah. So, Los, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hold back your opinionated self?
No, not completely. I think a lot of times it's just things that I don't have strong, heavy opinions on.
That's a lie.
Like, what have we talked about that I have not given my real, honest opinion on?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know.
The
but
things that I'm convicted on that we talk about, I always speak heavily on. If it's something that I'm not heavily convicted on.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know you to not have a stance.
That's what I'm saying. But
is it that every time we do an episode.
Every time.
Most of the times. You don't have
it's not
a.
Every time. It's majority of the time.
Okay,
it's
actually very manipulative for me to say every time.
It's not every time.
It's very manipulative for me to say that every time, but I will take that out.
65%.
A lot of the times.
Okay, so about half the time.
65.
More than half.
More than half.
A little bit more than half.
A lot of the times.
A little bit more than half.
A little bit more than half.
A little bit more than half.
Yep.
You are on the grayscale.
Yeah.
And I don't know you to be that in real life.
A little bit more than half of the time, we've discussed things that do not pull me one way or the other that heavy, where I can see both sides.
Okay, so I also have a follow-up question to that.
Uh-huh. You can see both sides and still have a strong stance on one of the sides.
But I might not have one.
Why not?
I can't think of a time that I held back my opinion.
So my question is, do you hold back your opinion? Because I think you do.
No, he's going to say he doesn't.
Do you hold back your opinion?
Well, of course I'm going to say I don't.
Because,
yes, I do.
No, but because I am very outspoken. Uh-huh. Jared is very outspoken. And you're not necessarily. So do you think because him and I are so much of the talkative nature, you're kind of like, I'm going to just sit back?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I think it is.
And if it is, let us know because I'll shut the fuck up.
No.
Jared,
no, you're not shutting the fuck up and I'm not shutting the fuck up.
To hear Los's opinion, I'll shut the fuck up.
No. No, no, no.
I'll shut the fuck up.
No.
I really have to piss.
No. I don't give a fuck, bro. You're sitting in that chair
right now. I got a drain right now.
Okay, go. Go.
Can I go?
Me and Los will have a conversation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Me and Los will have a conversation. No, Los.
I can't get out.
I honestly know that. And here's the thing. I love your perspective.
Oh, boy. JD, you really just going to leave me here?
I love your perspective, bro. I love your perspective, and I think your perspective is very important.
Okay.
So it kind of kills me inside every time when you don't have one.
Well, then we had the everything that I've had perspective on has been things that
What would be a topic that you'd be like, let's talk about this?
I don't, man, off the top of my head, I don't know. That's what
you're, there you go with the gray.
You can't put me, like, that's like, hey, tell me about yourself. Like, that's when people ask,
not.
It is. It's the same type of, like,
you could say Alabama. You could say,
Alabama.
You could say.
I don't want to talk about Alabama. What the fuck are you going to talk about? What's something that I'm opinionated on? Music or something I'm opinionated on?
Maybe we do a podcast about music.
Yeah, there you go. Now you, we're working in.
We're working
that,
in there.
That,
that can
actually work.
But here's the thing. I will say on top of that.
Uh-huh.
The last two episodes, you came with it, which means this episode and the last one.
Because these are like things that I.
No, don't rest on that.
I mean, that's what it is. it's the truth, man. Like, what do you want me to say?
Well,
you guys just aren't that interesting to me. I can't help it.
Oh,
like, it's not my fault.
Oh,
you guys bore me.
Oh, that's how you feel. The truth comes
that's
out.
That's the truth. That's
the truth comes
the
out.
The truth of the matter.
The truth comes out. You know what he said, bro? He said that it's because we bore him.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro. It went that way. It went that way.
Whoa. That was a joke. You guys don't actually bore me. But
He's backpedaling.
No, I'm going with
you
the
guys
actions.
Don't actually bore me.
He's backpedaling.
I'm going
right
with
now.
The actions, not the words.
All
right.
Well,
because the actions show otherwise.
I don't know. I don't remember the question already. So I'm going to plead the fifth.
Well, anyways,
I forgot the question.
Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you want to know something about Los,
thank you.
There you go.
Drop it in the comments
Please.
Right now, and we're going to make this man talk.
Yeah. And also,
I'm going to open up to you guys.
There it is. I like it. Yeah, let's do it. That's more of that energy.
It's funny to even hear that out of your mouth.
This is more of that energy.
Oh, shit.